Now time for our Frankfurt Locker Room chat here on KMZA. It's brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System as well. Brandon Tamman joined now by Frankfurt football coach. That is Nick Anderson. Coach, congrats on the win last week, 60-0. Big time win on the road at Wakefield. Helped out in the district standings as well. But just the kind of the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from the big win last week.
You know, I thought we did a nice job not letting the road trip get to us. And Wakefield was a little depleted with injuries, but some of the things that we wanted to accomplish, we were able to do that, and we have a very talented player and probably one of the best down tackles in the state, and I thought we did a pretty good job on him. And so overall, I was pleased with our performance.
Another fast start, 32 points in the first quarter, 28 in the second quarter, helping putting that game away at the half. Again, balanced on offense, that's been kind of consistent for you guys. Lane Loizo had another big night. Wes Anderson doing it in the air as well. Just talk about the offense. What'd you like about that side?
Yeah, that was one of our goals, is try to spread the ball around and get everybody involved. And we did a good job in space. We had a lot of big plays and a lot of yards after the catch or after initial contact. And so when we can spread the field and do that, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of the same old for us. If we get off to a good start, things tend to, you know, go well for us. And we get off to a sluggish start, we tend to struggle. So it's always encouraging to get out of the gate fast.
You want to be playing your best ball at this point in the season. Of course, final game here against Axel. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But then you're going into the playoffs, of course. But obviously the coach in you is going to say we can always find ways to improve. There are certain things we can get better at. But in terms of how you feel in terms of playing your best ball at this point, where do you feel like your team is at in that gauge?
Oh, I think we're getting there, and I think we have moments. You know, I've talked about consistency on this show all year, and we're still not as consistent as I would like to be, whether it be on a Friday night or during the week at practice. But we're getting there. We've made steps in the right direction. We're slowly getting a little bit healthier and getting a couple guys back, and that will help. So, you know, we got to make it through the regular season healthy and then kind of hopefully put things together in the next week to 10 days.
Our feature game here on 92.1 this week, of course, Axtell and Frankfurt. Always fun when those two teams get together. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. Few more minutes here as we're chatting it up with Nick Anderson, Frankfurt football coach, brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, Community Healthcare System as well. I'll start here, Coach. I asked you last week at the end of our show in our second segment, because last week it was Axtell hosting Hanover. Very familiar with both of those teams. I kind of just got your thought on kind of the expectations going into that matchup. Well, Axtell, it did go into the second half, but Eagles were able to end that game in the third quarter with a 58-12 win. Did that surprise you in any way, shape, or form with how good Axtell was last week?
No, if I remember my answer correctly to your question, I told you nothing would surprise me no matter what,
right,
what happened. And, you know, the thing with Axtell is your margin for error is really small. And I thought Hanover did some good things early to keep the game close and to be competitive. It's just, and like I said, your margin for error is so small, and once that snowball gets rolling in the wrong direction, it's really, really hard to get it stopped against a quality opponent. And oftentimes you try to force things, and you know, they got a couple pick sixes and turnovers and things like that. So it just, that's what makes it so, so difficult is you almost have to be perfect to give yourself a chance.
Well, that was kind of going into my next point. You mentioned the margin for error against a team like Axtell has to be super, super small. So it sounds like you ultimately have to play essentially a perfect game if you want to not only keep yourselves in it, but have a shot to win the game.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of things right. You got to stay ahead of the sticks, and you got to possess the football and keep kind of play keep away from them. You got to limit their big plays and make them drive the football, and you got to hope you win the turnover battle and catch a few breaks here and there, and if all those things come together, you probably have an opportunity. But so many times, and you know, over the last 45-46 games, teams haven't been able to do that against them.
Well, let's talk about the district. The title is not ultimately set just yet, but you have secured a spot in the postseason. You have a lot of things on the chalkboard going into the year. You have your goals and kind of expectations, but at least knowing that your team has played well to this point, winning 6 of 7, earning a spot in the postseason, again, it's just nice to check something off the list.
Yeah, for sure. Regardless of what happens Friday, what we want to accomplish and where we want to go, is everything still on the table and still achievable. And that's the bottom line at the end of the day. Is our path is going to be what it's going to be, but we have a path, and that's, you know, that's what you want. You want that opportunity, and we know if we can get away from our district in postseason for a little bit, we have a chance to make a little noise. And it's kind of, I don't want to say playing with house money, but it kind of is a little bit, because either way, we're still on track to do what we need to do.
Finally, big opportunity here on Friday night. You get Axtell at home. We've talked about essentially having to play a perfect game to keep yourselves in it with the Eagles. So what does a perfect game look like? What needs to be done to keep this game tight, ultimately give yourself a fighting chance here?
Well, I think they've, you know, I think it's been up to 20 games in a row where they've 45 teams. And so goal number one is make them play a full football game and see where you're at that point in time. And hopefully you can do that. You're in a position in the fourth quarter to, you know, put a little pressure on them or put them in a situation that they maybe haven't been in quite some time.
Another great game in eight-man D2 here. District championship implications on the line here as Frankfort hosts Axtell here on Friday night. That's our feature game on 92.1. Again, great game across the board. Axtell and Frankfort, once again, always fun when those two teams get together. That's Nick Anderson. We always appreciate the time, Coach, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right, thank you.